choices are hard. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And there's nothing more frustrating than having to make an important decision and then choosing wrong. Yeah. Like just this morning when I opened up my refrigerator and I noticed that my milk was 1 week past the expiration date. And I knew in that moment I had to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Do I drink it right there?
Yeah, do it.
Or do I put it in my backpack and drink it later?
Ew,
and I chose wrong. I chugged it right there. I knew I should have waited until later.
Yep.
Stomach hurts a little bit. But we're faced with tiny decisions like that every day, whether it's picking a line at the grocery store or choosing a sandwich off the dollar menu or picking a member of the morning show to cyberbully. You just have to trust yourself to make the right choices,
yeah,
or you could end up with your life being a total dumpster fire. And that's exactly why one woman from England is making international news today. Her name is Anna Turner, and she's in her early 20s, and she recently figured out a way to make 100% sure that she never makes a bad choice ever again. How's she doing that? Well, she recently posted a job listing looking to hire a personal choice captain.
What?
Yeah.
Basically, love the title.
It's cool.
She wants someone who is willing to make all of her life decisions for her for the foreseeable future.
Whoa.
So she's guaranteeing that she always chooses right because she doesn't choose at all. She lets someone else do it.
Yep. And she's willing to pay that person a lot of money to do it because she just received a massive inheritance after one of her rich relatives passed away.
Oh.
And in her advertisement, Anna explains that she's had a particularly bad year and it's made her realize that she's just plain horrible at making any good decisions. She said that she's very aware of this, but instead of trying to make better choices, she would rather just hire somebody to take control of her life instead.
She's
everything I've always wanted to be.
Right?
Like, I don't want to do anything.
Neither do I.
I want to make my decisions.
I wish I had rich relatives, and I wish one of them liked me, and I wish one of them would die,
yeah,
and give
oh
me
my
the money.
God.
I mean, I honestly,
it would be amazing, and then I could hire somebody to make all my decisions, and I could just hang out all day. That'd be great.
I don't even want to walk.
But we hire people for everything now. We don't drive. We hire someone, right? Mm. We don't even organize anymore. Everybody likes to hire organizers.
Yeah.
Like the Marie Kondo thing.
It's great.
Or whatever.
So now, yeah, if you could just hire somebody to make all your decisions, that would be wonderful.
We basically,
I don't think I have any rich relatives, but if I do, die and then give me the money.
Anyway, if you're listening, die.
Yeah, she went off to list all the horrible things that happened to her thanks to her poor choices, like accidentally gambling away money that she'd borrowed from a friend, getting stranded without any cash during a backpack trip to New Zealand.
Oh my God.
Being cheated on 3 separate times by her former boyfriend.
That's not her.
Getting mugged while taking a shortcut home.
What?
All things that have happened to her because she made the wrong decision. Even her own mother makes fun of her because of her horrible decisions in life.
Like,
and now she's just fed up.
Her mother's like pointing and laughing at her that she got mugged. Like, ha ha,
yeah,
you idiot.
Of course
another
she
bad
got mugged.
Choice.
Yep.
Look at you. Wrong alley. Everyone knows that.
What kind of decisions will her personal choice captain make for her?
Yeah.
Anna listed off some of the categories that they will be in charge of, including, who should I go out on a date with from Tinder? Anna says that she's got notoriously bad taste in men.
Oh.
First thing, as her personal choice captain, I'd be like, don't use Tinder.
Yeah.
We'll find another way.
There you go.
You're rich now. There's plenty of other options.
Oh, totally. You don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. What items should I spend my savings on? Save it.
Yeah.
What social events should I attend and which ones are going to be a waste of my time? They're all a waste of time. Don't
go
out.
I feel like, Jubal, you're really auditioning for this personal choice captain
I want the
job.
I want the position.
But I also feel like you're like, she wouldn't live a life if you were
no,
rich.
No, she would do nothing.
Don't do that. That's stupid.
Every decision
dumb.
Is
don't
wrong. You stay home.
Yeah. Count your money.
You stay home and you just sit there and you enjoy not having to do anything. She also wants somebody to make a decision on which friends should she keep and which ones should she stop talking to. All of them.
What?
They're not worth it.
She's like friendless and alone now.
You have friends. You have money now.
Yeah, you sit home and you do whatever you want in the confines of your own house. Make the right choice. Stay inside. Also, what sort of investments should she make with her savings?
That's important.
And she's already making bad choices if she's hiring a personal choice captain with her savings. Like, it's not a lot of return on that, I don't think.
That's true.
She says that the person she hires for the role needs to be ready 24/7 at a moment's notice to help guide her through any important life decisions that she needs to make.
That would be annoying.
It would be exhausting.
Yeah. You get calls in the middle of the night like, should I get up and go pee or should I just try to go back to bed and hold it? Just pee right there in your bed.
How does she guarantee that someone that she hires is even good at making choices?
Yeah. Sign over all your money to me. That's the right decision. Anyway, she promises that she won't call all the time, but you should probably expect to get a lot of texts from her because she's extremely indecisive, which is probably pretty obvious based on the fact that she needs to hire somebody to make her decisions for her. And the good news is Anna has a 3-strike policy. If your choices lead her down the wrong path 3 times, then you are out as her personal choice captain. So
I feel like that's pretty forgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, you
make one big life choice, you're like, I got 2 more strikes.
You're probably wondering how much is Anna willing to pay somebody to completely run her life. She's willing to give them $6,000 a month. That's about $72,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
So that's a pretty good salary. And
really
the most shocking part is that Anna actually is getting a lot of support behind her idea online. People are praising her for taking control of her life by giving up control of her life. They're calling her a genius and say a personal choice captain is a renaissance type of an idea.
Mm.
That's right. Just sit home and have everybody do everything for you. God, that sounds amazing.
It does really sound amazing.
Yeah, and I was trying to rip on it, but it sounds so nice. There's no word if Anna has chosen somebody to hire yet, but she probably needs a person to choose her captain for her. So she'll probably have to hire some temp. I don't know if there's day laborers for making decisions for people, but they probably have to hire a temp laborer to find the right person.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. She did say she would prefer somebody who thinks they are qualified for the position, but she's also open to anyone who has just some extra time to make decisions for her.
Okay. She's going to pay someone a lot of money and they're going to
rob her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Text in at 78592. Is anybody interested in becoming my new personal choice captain?
Oh.
I'm not paying anything, but I'd like you to make my decisions for me no matter what. Your phone tap is right after this.